With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Harry Potter is, of course, one of the biggest and most successful media empires the world has ever seen. And the film franchise has launched the careers of literally dozens of talented actors. But it shouldn't be terribly surprising that not everyone had a great time making the movies, whether young performers just starting out in the industry or veterans of the old guard who found the experience a little too much like an assembly line production. After all, Harry Potter might be awesome, but that doesn't mean working on it is. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 9 actors who hated working on Harry Potter movies. 9. Rupert Grint, Ron Weasley. Unlike most of the other Potter cast members, Rupert Grint actually had no plans to make a career out of acting. Being a natural introvert by his own admission, he found the experience of shooting and promoting the films so daunting that he considered quitting the franchise after the release of the 4th film, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. He said that, I had just finished my GCSEs. I thought, do I actually want to keep doing this? It's a bit of a drag. As much as the Potter franchise has afforded Grint a reported net worth of around $50 million, he nevertheless likened exiting the franchise after film 8 to be like stepping out of an institution. 8. Maggie Smith, Professor McGonagall. The Harry Potter franchise introduced Maggie Smith to a whole new generation of viewers, and though her performance as Hogwarts' stern Professor Minerva McGonagall was widely praised by fans and critics alike, Smith isn't so fond of the part. She said of both her work on Harry Potter and Downton Abbey, I'm deeply grateful for work in Potter and indeed Downton, but it wasn't what you'd call satisfying. Smith added that she only accepted these roles because her offers for stage acting, her preferred performance medium, were drying up, and later talks about how exhausting working on Potter was, saying, I was in the snow for about a week with that daft hat on my head for Harry Potter, and sitting in that trailer day after day and not being used, that doesn't make you feel too jolly. 7. Devon Murray, Seamus Finnegan. Devon Murray played the supporting part of Irish Gryffindor student Seamus Finnegan in all 8 Potter movies, though his overall experience working with the franchise has been unfortunately clouded by significant personal troubles. In recent years, Murray has opened up about suffering through severe depression while shooting the Potter films, due to being separated from his friends and family in Ireland for the series' lengthy UK shoots. Though Murray thankfully seems in better spirits these days, and recently announced that his girlfriend is expecting a child, he admitted that his mixed feelings about starring in Harry Potter remain, saying, Harry Potter was the best thing in my life, but in a sense, it kind of turned into some of the worst times of my life. 6. Emma Watson, Hermione Granger. Rupert Grint wasn't the only major Potter star to liken appearing in the films to being imprisoned. Emma Watson echoed Grint's feelings over the intense shooting and promotion schedule, such that she also considered quitting the series when the main trio's contracts came up for renewal halfway through the film franchise. She said, I have such a structure when I'm working on Potter. I get told what time I get picked up, I get told what time I can eat, when I have time to go to the bathroom. Every single second of my day is not in my power. To make matters worse, Watson also had to deal with the enormous spotlight the film shone on her at school, and after she was approached by an adult stalker, a bodyguard was assigned to keep her safe. As the series was nearing its endpoint, Watson was especially critical of the prolonged outdoor shoots undertaken for Deathly Hallows Part 1, saying, I hate to sound whiny, but it's horrible. This has definitely been the most intense, grueling period of filmmaking I've ever done. 5. Rick Mayall, Peeves. Rick Mayall has one major reason to be annoyed about his time working on Potter above every other actor on this list, given that his part was actually cut out. The late comic legend was cast as Peeves the Poltergeist, and while certainly not a vital inclusion from the source material, he is nevertheless a fan favourite character and one whom Mayall seemed perfectly cast to play. Sadly, the character was cut from the first film, and therefore the rest of the series, due to director Chris Columbus being unhappy with the character's look. Sadly, despite tireless requests from fans, no official footage of Mayall as Peeves has ever been released. 4. Alan Rickman, Severus Snape. The late, great Alan Rickman gave an instantly iconic performance in the Potter series as Severus Snape. And as much as the part won him a legion of young new admirers, Rickman himself wasn't all that fussed about the role. When a collection of Rickman's personal letters were auctioned off in 2018, the contents revealed that Rickman wasn't at all happy with how director David Yates approached his character in the series' latter four films. He wrote, "Inside Snape's head, it's as if David Yates has decided that this is not important in the scheme of things, i.e. teen audience appeal." Perhaps it's the ultimate testament to Rickman's sublime work across the franchise that despite having major creative misgivings with how Snape was presented, he did everything within his considerable abilities to do it justice regardless. 3. Bonnie Wright, Ginny Weasley. Though Bonnie Wright didn't appear to have quite as traumatic a time as the series' focal cast members, she has nevertheless opened up about how difficult it was being a young woman going through adolescence while shooting the films. She said, "It's not fun when you're a teenager and experiencing those things. You're growing into yourself, and you see photos of yourself like, oh God, especially when you're changing so much every year." However, Wright did also express relief that shooting came to an end just as the social media boom kicked off at the start of the 2010s, saying, "I feel very lucky and pleased that when we were filming Harry Potter, social media didn't really exist. I wasn't a 9-year-old with a Twitter account. I'm thankful." 2. Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter. Unsurprisingly, Daniel Radcliffe has suffered more than any other Potter actor with the sudden surge of fame that the role brought him as a young boy. Though calling the part an incredible blessing, Radcliffe has also spoken at length about the darker side of appearing in the series. First and foremost, he held a similar frustration to Emma Watson, that he was basically learning to act professionally on the fly while working on the earlier films. He said, "The moments I'm not as proud of, mistakes other actors get to make in rehearsal rooms or at drama school, are on film for everyone to see." Radcliffe has also talked about the immense pressure of being a global icon, which led to him developing a drinking problem while filming the last three movies. Thankfully, Radcliffe quit drinking in 2010, the year the Potter series finished filming. Still, he later referred to being part of the franchise as like being in the Mafia, in that once you're in, you never get out. 1. Donald Gleeson, Bill Weasley. Donald Gleeson played the part of Bill Weasley in both Deathly Hallows films, and while benefiting from joining the series in his adulthood after he had a number of high-profile projects under his belt, that didn't stop him having a bad time during the shoot. Gleeson suffered through a nervy, anxiety-riddled experience in the early days of filming Deathly Hallows Part 1 in particular, saying, "I was a Harry Potter fan, but on my first day on set on Deathly Hallows, I had a horrible day, just a terrible day. I kind of panicked. I met these amazing people whose work I had watched and loved for years, and the pressure got to me. I didn't handle it well the first day, but after that I got better, and I learned that I'm going to be under similar pressure in the future, but I'm not gonna let it get to me." Gleeson's career has basically gone from strength to strength ever since, so clearly his first blockbuster jitters didn't do his rep any serious harm.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.